This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 to win Super Bowl 54. It had been a long time coming for Kansas City, half a century to be precise. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the Chiefs' success is giving Kansas City more than a football victory.
By the last few minutes of the game, it was pretty clear that Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was going to pull out another come-from-behind win. And Daniel Jackson started hugging people.
It's a lifetime of waiting, and we're here, and they did it. And Patrick Mahomes came through for our team. And we're so excited, and we're so in love.
At this bar, the Ship, a live brass band, took over before the game was even done. It's been 50 years since Kansas City even made it to the big game. The Chiefs were in the first Super Bowl. They lost to Green Bay. In fact, the Chiefs' first owner, Lamar Hunt, came up with a name, Super Bowl. And his son, Clark Hunt, owns the team now. Dennis Wyatt's been a Chiefs fan almost all his 66 years. And he was a sophomore in high school when the Chiefs beat the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl IV.
It's a long time to support a team that's kicked your teeth out a few times. But man, they've always had heart. This team has always had heart. Even when they lost, they had heart. So it wasn't that hard to support them if you were a real friend. And man, it's just awesome now.
I'm ecstatic. This is the first time the Chiefs have been in a Super Bowl in my lifetime. And I've been screaming so loud that I don't have a voice.
Dawana Stevens says she loves it that Kansas City's professional baseball and soccer teams have also won national titles in the last few years. But she says that what's happening here goes beyond sports.
There's so much going on right now in our country that is pulling us apart. And this is something that everyone can come together on.
John Czar and Bob Scott feel the same.
I mean, what I love about this is the whole city comes together. This is a real unifying event. This is something that is very nice ray of sunshine that has broken through tonight.
It's bringing all the people together. It really is. Everybody, regardless of race, religion, ethnic background, political persuasion, whatever, it's brought them all together.
And by all the people, Scott is talking about an entire region.
I mean, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, Oklahoma, they're all Chiefs fans.
I don't know what they were doing down in Arkansas last night, but here in Kansas City, there was literally dancing in the streets. You know, celebratory gunfire and lots of fire. Resident Chris Auersler says he loves the city's energy, and not just with the win.
It is the best of everything, man. I'm from the South. I grew up in the South, and this place roots their teams and supports each other like small towns in West Texas do. It's really crazy. The energy, you can't beat it, man. There's a taste to it. It's like, I don't know.
I think we're about to have a second line parade.
Kansas City's official Super Bowl victory parade is Wednesday. It'll be cold and breezy with a chance of snow flurries, but lots of people here predict that it will be the biggest gathering in Kansas City's history. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.